Good morning. You're listening to Morning Pre-Flight. I am Code Talker.
And I'm Stuck Mike.
And joining us in the studio now is Steve Bluss, Director of Young Eagles Program. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So, you're here to give us an update. How are you? It's bright and early.
An update on what? On me or the program?
How's life? How are
life
you?
Life is good. Life is good. We're drying out. I only had to change socks once yesterday, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, you got me beat. I think I had two or three. So.
Yeah. So, the Young Eagles program. We're entering now into our 18th year.
Wow.
1.55 million kids flown, and really exceeded all of our expectations for the program. If you remember, back in 1992, at this very event, we launched the Young Eagles program with a goal of flying a million kids in time for the 100th anniversary of powered flight in 2003. Well, we hit that mark in November of 2003, and the program just kept rolling. I guess I can draw a parallel to Oshkosh. Even if we as the staff decided we weren't going to hold the event, all the volunteers would show up and do it anyway. We kind of feel that way about Young Eagles as well. If we would have said, no, we're done with the Young Eagles program, I think people would have just continued naturally to fly kids. But we did continue the program, and it is continuing to move on and inspire a whole new generation of young people to kind of stretch their wings and try this thing we call flying.
So for anybody listening, where are you on the grounds? I know, at least for us, you're just west of us.
That's
but
right.
That's not helpful.
Well, the best location on the field is, of course, the FAA control tower, and we are just north of the FAA control tower. In fact, just across the road, the Young Eagles building is there. We have volunteers from 9 to 5 every day there to answer any questions pilots or volunteers might have. And if there's any young people in the listening audience who have not experienced a Young Eagles flight, we can give you some information on where to find a coordinator at home, or we have a limited number of flights that we do here at Air Venture. Now, I say that with a big asterisk behind that, because with the changing conditions here and arrivals being a little different than normal, we may or may not be able to get the morning flights in, but we're certainly going to try.
So Steve, what are the parameters around eligibility for Young Eagle?
Sure, it's open to any child between the ages of 8 and 17 who has any kind of interest in flying.
8 and 17?
Between 8 and 17, right. And we just encourage them to try it out. For some, it's a one-time experience, but it's always something they'll remember. For others, it is an experience that launches a career, or at least a hobby in the future. We're seeing more and more of our former Young Eagles now coming back as pilots and also as Young Eagle pilots. So, and a lot of them say, someone gave me a ride, I want to pay it forward. So it's really a gratifying program to be a part of.
So it doesn't have to be the first time for that young person in
That's
an airplane,
correct.
Does it?
Right. A lot of kids have flown commercially or may have flown with someone else in the backseat of a 172 or something like that. But the Young Eagles program, we really want it to be more of an interactive kind of hands-on experience as much as you can. But with the pilot going ahead and taking the child up for a ride and letting them know exactly what's involved in aviation.
That's happy. I'm sorry, Steve, I'm calling you out on that one.
I know.
Don't feel bad. The in-studio phone rang earlier and completely threw me up. So.
And the worst part about it was his daughter calling him. It was great. Yeah.
You have a radio background.
I know better. I know.
Although, I guess, because it's been a few years since you done radio full-time, you probably weren't carrying a cell phone in your pocket back then.
No, so. In those days, it was more of a large backpack that you strapped on and hope that you didn't.
Did it have a crank?
It did. That's how long ago that was.
So back to the Young Eagles program. There have been some changes since last year in the way the program helps support flight instruction for young aspiring pilots. Talk about those changes.
Sure. You may have heard about the Gathering of Eagles. It's our fundraiser that we have every year, and we've raised significant amounts of money, and we've been looking for the best way to leverage those donations to get the most mileage out of what our volunteers are doing by flying kids. And thanks to Hal Shevers at Sporty's Pilot Shops, he kind of unlocked the door for us. He is giving all Young Eagles free access to their complete private pilot training course, and that's for any Young Eagle who flies now, or actually any past Young Eagle, if they would like access to that, we'd be happy to give them the access code. It's all on the Young Eagles website, youngeagles.org. But with that, last year we've had more than 3,500 kids, Young Eagles, sign up and begin taking this course. We've also had our first handful now who've come out the other end and have completed the course. And just a couple of weeks ago, in fact, on International Young Eagles Day, we announced the free flight lesson program that is now going on. So any young young eagle who goes through the first part of the Sporties course and completes it will get a voucher from EIA, which is good for a free flight lesson with most flight schools and independent flight instructors anywhere in the country. And we've just started issuing our first vouchers. And in fact, a young man in Fond du Lac is the first one to go through and actually go through the process. And the flight school called and said, "Wow, that was easy for us to do. We loved it. It was a good kid." And the neat thing about it is when the young eagle goes to the flight instructor, we also have an outline of what they already know. So the flight instructor knows that this is a person who's committed, dedicated, has already learned some things, and so they can build on that and hopefully begin to build a relationship that will hopefully lead to that young person getting a pilot certificate.
That's outstanding. Yeah.
That's really neat when you could establish that kind of working relationship with, you know, such a big name in aviation, as Sporties, and really make it all work. I think that's really cool.
And again, it's just a reflection of the aviation industry, really noticing what EIA members have been doing for 18 years flying young eagles and saying, you know, that program is not a flash in the pan. You guys are really doing something. So we want to step up, and we might not be able to fly kids, but we want to put our company name behind it or our sponsorship dollars to help you do more. And so that's, you know, where the ground school came from. That's the first flight lesson. We're looking now at trying to channel some money into flight training scholarships because I thought I turned that off. Sorry about that. Flight training scholarships to allow even more kids to get into the sky. And again, that's one of the big hang-ups for young people is sometimes it's a little expensive to get through the door. So anything we can do to help is certainly worthwhile.
Now, you've got new chairman of the Young Eagles program this year.
That is correct. Actually, Jeff Skiles and Sally Sullenberger from the U.S. Air Flight, the Miracle on the Hudson, accepted the leadership role last September. Harrison Ford decided he had done 5 years and wanted to continue working in aviation for general aviation, but he wanted to take more of an active role in speaking out in support of aviation. And I think he was a little concerned that maybe he might become a little too controversial a person to be doing advocacy for general aviation and still trying to do Young Eagles. So he and Tom talked about it last year, and they were trying to find a suitable replacement, and Sully and Jeff were around, and we asked if they might be interested, and Jeff is a longtime EIA member and had known about the program before. Sully, of course, was new to the EIA world, but he was also intrigued by it and seeing what we were doing, and they accepted last September, and they bring a whole different dynamic to the leadership of the program. Their messages are professionalism, training, and teamwork, and how those things pay off. Obviously, it paid off for them with the U.S. Air Flight, and they're here this week. Well, Sully comes in tomorrow. Jeff is already here. If you're on Aeroshell Square, you'll see a nice bright red cabin walk-o with the Phillips 66 logo on the side. That's Jeff's airplane.
That's such a pretty plane.
It is. It's a beautiful airplane. And hopefully, if we get the showcase in today, I heard Dick Nepinski saying before we might modify some things in showcase or air show to allow arrivals in, Jeff will hopefully open up the showcase this afternoon with a Young Eagles flight. So,
well, and let's talk about something else you're doing in the week. Since you brought up Jeff and Sully, mm-hmm. They're going to be joining you at the Welcome Center. You'll be there later today. Jeff's going to be there on Tuesday, and Sully will be joining you
on Friday.
On Friday, yes. Yeah. You're welcome to join in a live studio audience.
Yeah.
Pretty neat technology advances we're making here, and excited about that?
I am. It's been a while since I've done a live interview show, so please cut me some slack. we'll try to make it. But it's really interesting this year. I have several hats to wear, so this time I'm wearing the Young Eagles hat and talking about the program. Yeah, at 11 o'clock this morning, I'll have the EIA radio hat on and actually be doing the interview.
There
but
you go.
So we're looking forward to them being in the Welcome Center again. Jeff and Sully will be there, and a whole list of guests throughout the week, 11 till 12 at the Welcome Center. I was surprised at the number of people who were there this morning for Dick Nepinski's early morning
briefing. I was
curious
about that.
Yeah,
there were.
I didn't want to ask the question because I thought it might be a really.
Is anyone there?
Well,
there,
this is early.
There.
It was, and it was amazing because they just opened the sides of the tent when Dick started doing his briefing, and about 40 people flooded in and started listening to what he was saying.
So, oh, excellent.
Yeah. So I think this is, you know, we're just trying to add more services to the member and the visitor, and the Welcome Center is one of them.
Well, and if you had that many people at 7:15 in the morning, then 11 o'clock ought to be good and packed.
We might need more chairs.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. So, I think you're going to have some overflow.
11 o'clock this morning, we
200 plus chairs in there right now.
Okay,
at least.
We're good.
Yeah, there's quite an audience. Oh, you think you're good? I don't know.
No, we're good on chairs. I'm not saying I'm good.
No, I don't mean. Let me rephrase that. You think you're good on chairs? I don't know. I think 11 o'clock is going to be a popular time. There's a lot of traffic going through. It's right on Celebration Way.
Yeah.
And people can't miss it. You know, if they hear the noise, they're going to wander in.
Yeah. And for the days that you've got rock stars there, that'll be
great. Of course.
Yeah.
And hey, we start off with a rock star today.
Yes.
Jack Pelton, mm-hmm. CEO of Cessna.
Yeah.
And he's also the chairman of the volunteer committee that puts the gathering together. That's the Thursday night gathering.
Oh, yes.
And so he's going to talk a little bit about the fundraising and activities that will be going on at the gathering. So he'll kick things off this morning at 11 o'clock. And look at that. We brought it right back to Young Eagles.
I like that. Speaking of Young Eagles flights, I know I'm going to have to talk to one of our VIP hostesses because she was concerned that at 17 she wasn't old enough to partake.
Was too old?
And I believe it's 8 through 17.
Up until their 18th birthday.
Oh, that's good. That's what I thought. She can get one.
Exactly. Good. We're going to have to get some forms filled out for her. So.
And we have some forms here on site.
I know you do.
So before we run out of time, what about the EAA member who's considering giving Young Eagles flights? What should that individual do?
If they're here on site, we encourage them to, if they're listening and they don't have anything going at 8:30 this morning, Jim and Sandy Dukeman are doing a forum down on the Forums Plaza about Young Eagles. That'd be a good place to start. Otherwise, just drop by the pavilion and we can talk about the requirements. They're real simple requirements for the program. And answer any questions, get you some supplies, or visit on the website when you get home.
So requirements would include things like how many hours you've flown, what's your aircraft like?
Just the basic requirements. You need to be an EIA member, carry liability insurance, be current in your aircraft, and basically be willing to share your experiences with young people.
That sounds easy.
Yep. Easy enough. Thanks for joining us, Steve. Up next, we have Hot Start. This has been the Morning Pre-Flight on EAA Radio.